And as a composer, I always try to get to the point, and I believe I do, when a tune that I consider a tune, a finished tune, mm-hmm. will speak to me every day, any day.
It will.
It's not just about today. It's not just about tomorrow. It is something that right. will always come true.
No matter what the occasion
is, where I am, how old I am, what am I doing otherwise, I'm going to come through that.
You know, actors talk about sense memory. When you're doing a scene, sometimes the best way to get through it is going back in your mind and thinking, well, yes, this happened to me or something like this happened to me, and you build on those emotions. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that's when you take out a piece of music you might not have played for a while, you can relate to it on so many different levels, especially emotionally. I wrote this when I was, let's say, 25.
That too, huh? Hmm.
Yeah, but it's interesting because there's one tune, Soul, which we play a lot with the quartet because it works really well on the saxophone. But I wrote that when I was 22. I was not even married. I didn't have any of these things. It's a whole different life. Yeah. And I can connect to that still on the deep level.
Wow.
I'm not saying everything I wrote at 22, I still can connect to. But when you really hit that, just the right amount of depth, then you can connect to it for the rest of your life, and it's always going to be your music, and you can always express yourself as you are today.
And I think that's true of any kind of art that is successful. It's kind of ubiquitous, you know. It's personal, but it's for everyone.
It's universal.
Universal.
Ubiquitous and universal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, we're done. Go ahead, Stephen.
We're done. That's it.
Yeah. So, touched everybody.
I mean, this whole process, how frequently do you expect that to happen when you're writing? I mean, do you expect it every time when you're working on a piece?
I don't think expectation comes into this.
No.
I think work comes into this. You are dedicated to do it, and then these moments come to you. And then you also have to have an egoless process of knowing whether it came to you or you just think it came to you.
Right, I know. Yeah, right. Yes.
Because you don't put those on the albums that you think came to you, but only those that really did. And you have to go
with
that.
Do you practice every day? Do you practice piano every day? Are there certain exercises you do?
No, not exercises. Mm-hmm. At this point, I really feel that the most important thing is to keep the creativity going. So I improvise almost every day. And, of course, if I feel some neglect, let's say I couldn't practice for a couple of days or even a week, then I would do some exercises to warm up. But never too long, because I don't want to really stymie the musical flow.
Right.
You know? And a lot of these covers, which I have on my various albums, Standards and now Beatles tunes, they also come out of improvisation. So I don't sit down wanting to arrange a particular piece by some other person. It just comes out when you're working on the piano. And then I realize that this original idea is cohabiting this particular composition.
Yeah, you can trace the source.
Yes.
Back.
And then I give, of course, credit to the source. And I call it Eleanor Rigby or Lady Madonna.
Oh, Lullaby of Birdland. I think your version of Lullaby of Birdland is just wonderful.
I love that one. Yeah, I love that myself. It just came out fairly quickly, actually. And I just loved it right away. Yeah. You want to play it?
Yeah, I will. Now, let me ask you this, though, before we do that. Does it happen more frequently that they come quickly, or is it more a gradual thing that it just all, you work on something and then you change it and then you go back to it, or does it happen where it just, I hear something, I feel it, let's go with this, and then out it comes.
Yes, it does happen that way.
Okay.
But then it also happens sometimes that something percolates for a while, you know, and then you find the final form or the final expression of it, and that also can happen. You don't question it.
Yeah, right.
You just let it happen. It wants to.
Yeah.
Do you find if you play something in person with a band, it changes the way you look at a piece too? No.
And that's why I love this band, because they understand exactly what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Okay. And I guess that's why it's interchangeable when you do your own stuff.
Yeah. I tune into his ideas.
Right.
The same.
Selflessness. That's not easy to do.
That's great. No. Yeah. And so that's great that you'd have that kind of connection, the band. All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to listen to Lullaby of Birdland.